Up next, we'll take a trip to Kirksville and talk about a woman who recently helped lead efforts to construct an all-inclusive playground in this North Missouri community.
We are a not-for-profit social service organization. We focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility. We have all kinds of programs, from youth programs in the athletics, like soccer and basketball, t-ball and football, to learning enrichment programs through our after-school child care. We are the largest provider of child care services in Adair County, as well as a lot of adult programming, too. We have adult sports, adult group aerobics. We have adult wellness programs and Bible studies. So we just have a mixture of things here.
And you did something unique yesterday that you've been building towards for a while. Can you tell us the story, please, of what you cut the ribbon on yesterday?
We did indeed. We cut the ribbon on the Kiwanis International Playground in honor of Shag Grossnickel and Harvey Young. It's a culminating event. It was a project that was started by a grassroots group of moms and community leaders. And it's about a $750,000 all-inclusive playground. And what that means is that every child and parent, regardless of ability, is able to play. So there's special coating on the equipment to ensure that it's anti-static so our kids with cochlear implants can play. There's a berm wall that goes all the way around the playground so our friends that are in wheelchairs can also play. The surfacing is designed for wheelchairs, so there's good mobility. All the pieces of equipment, if some of our kids have low tone, can't quite sit up on their own, it's okay because the equipment is designed for that. We believe that it's something so much more. It's an area that during our children's formative years of learning that they'll learn to change the conversation, that everybody is unique and everybody is different and everyone has different abilities. So we believe that if we start with our youngest generation and start allowing them to learn through the very basic of play, that no longer will somebody being different mean that they're not able to accomplish something, that they're not able to work, that they're not able to contribute to society. So we really believe that it's an invaluable asset for our community to start changing and shifting our conversation about inclusion and making sure that there's a place where everyone belongs.
What was the community's process like of becoming clear that this was something that you needed to do?
It really started with a brief conversation of, there are people in our community that do not have a spot to play, something as basic as play. We have a gentleman in our community who is a veteran, and he is in a wheelchair. And there is nowhere in our community where he can push his two daughters on the swings. And as a mother who often sends my husband and my children to the park on Sunday afternoons, I just thought, how can that be? How can we not be accommodating these families? And then we have so many kids with autism that have a hard time anyway. They're struggling anyway, and there's not great play spaces available for them. So that conversation just started taking place between some really strong key leaders in addition to the Y. So the process from there was funding. The YMCA stepped up along with the Adair County Senate Bill 40 Disability Board, along with a grassroots group of essentially moms and stakeholders, and the funding process started, and we were able to raise the needed funds, which was about $500,000 in cash and about $250,000 of in-kind services. And once we secured it, then the planning part happened. We partnered with New Toys, which is a dealer for landscape structures, to design the playground, and then PSR Construction here in Kirksville was our general contractor and just did an amazing job of taking the playground from paper to what it is today.
How long was that process from when you had the kernel of an idea until the ribbon cutting yesterday?
That process was about 2.5 years. There's a little girl who's in a Girl Scout troop who has autism, and she came out last night with her Girl Scout troop, who these kids sold so many cookies that they were able to name a piece of equipment on the playground. So that's just incredible in itself. But her mom said last night, I've never seen my little girl just play and have fun and be fine. And she's playing, and there's a bench that I can rest on. And that was really our goal. That was really our goal, that we know that our parents are tired. Even if they have special needs kids or don't have special needs kids, they're tired. So being able to just rest and watch their kids be able to play with others is just an incredible blessing. So that was really cool when she shared that with us last night.
Where is the playground located, and what are the hours that someone could avail themselves of the park and the playground?
The playground is located on the campus of the Adair County Family YMCA. It is open to the public regardless of membership at the Y. That is one thing we want to make sure everybody knows, is it's open for you. And it's really open dawn to dusk. There's restrooms out there that are available. And the address is 1708 Jamison Street in Kirksville, Missouri.
And that is our program for this evening. Thanks to Sarah Riffer from the Adair County YMCA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Have a great evening.